May I come in? You look shocked. Well, of course I'm on time. When have you ever known me to be late? I suppose that's fair. This is the first time we have dinner together.
Oh. Well, one that isn't cooked on a campfire.
Candles. Some music. And that smell. You're cooking something quite special. You really are giving it your all, aren't you? Well, if it tastes as good as it smells, I'll have a very nice meal at least. What's that new look? I don't think I've seen it on your face yet, all this time. Bemused? Surprised? Yes, well, as much as this whole idea angers and annoys me, I do enjoy dressing nice now and then. It's been a while since I've been to a nice dinner, other than the ceremony. So yes, I wore a lovely dress. For some reason, the town seamstress made it for me. Just like that. Out of blue. I wonder what prompted that. Oh, take that grin off your face. It's ridiculous how this town rallied around you. You know exactly what I mean. I can't go 10 feet without someone asking how I am. And very subtly moving to the conversation to your little request. Listen. Can we talk? Candidly, I mean. We've been through hell together. And then some. So, I feel like we can be frank with one another. In fact, I feel like we owe it to each other. I came to this dinner as a courtesy, because we're friends. But me being here does not mean I intend to marry you. Still want to have dinner. All right, then. You know, as nice as this place is, I still cannot believe you turned down your reward. I've spent the last month getting accustomed to the land awarded to me, and it's been lovely. And sure, there's been some management. Being bowed to and curtsied at is genuinely disconcerting. The land is wonderful and the house is gorgeous. It's not why I signed on. It's certainly a nice reward for a job well done. If you talk to His Majesty the King, I'm sure he'd be willing to see to it you still get your rewards. And why is that? Well, principles and pride are all well and good. But after all those battles, all that pain, all those times we nearly died, Are you certain you want to just give up everything you could have? Just for... for something that will not happen? Look. I was there. For every second of it. Everything you went through, I went through with you, right alongside you. There were so many times when I was sure that we wouldn't make it out alive. I just hate to see you go through all of that and end up with nothing. All because you had this insane idea. We can disagree on a lot of things, but that was absolutely insane. Ask any doctor. No, really. I'd wager a month's pay. I'm sure they would all say the same. For a man to face some of the gravest threats our world has ever seen, to come out victorious, if only barely alive, to be in front of the king and queen, who offer him wealth and nobility, and for him to simply refuse. It boggles the mind. Oh, hush. I can use whatever expression I want. The point is that it was an absurd thing to do. Well, technically, he did not refuse. But for all intents and purposes, you wasted what most would give everything for. And for what? You must have known. You can't have seriously thought. I am a paladin. I am protected by a temple and by divine power. Even if the king had been so inclined, he could not have given me away as some kind of reward. I'm not a prize to be won. I am a general, a servant of the divine, and most of all, a person. I know that wasn't your intent. But standing there, with all of the lands watching, I could barely catch my breath before the king told you he couldn't do that. Well, I guess he didn't exactly say no. But at least he left it up to me. Look, as completely insane as it was, I understand you saw it as a grand romantic gesture, forsaking the offered reward from my hand in marriage. I just don't know how you could have expected it to go any other way. Did you expect His Majesty to give me away? Right. Well, so your common sense is not completely gone. Yes, of course we should eat. I apologize. This week has been intense. Okay. Well, aside from everything else, this is absolutely delicious. Oh, please. You know it's nothing to do with you being husband material or not. But yes, this would indeed be a good sign for anyone else. Although I will ask where you learned to cook like this. And this wine. Where is it from? It's spectacular. I see. You mentioned taking care of yourself growing up before. I guess it started earlier than I thought. That was what impressed me first, you know. Oh yes, you had quite the first impression to make up for. Well, in your defense, you had no say in that first impression. I was mostly upset to be partnered with an inexperienced human for what appeared to be a vital mission. I had been sent as an emissary, a sign of good faith. And rather than respond in kind, I was paired with a young, new, silly little human. Wait. Was that? This wine is rather strong. Anyway. That's what I thought at the time. It wasn't long before you showed me you were more than just another inexperienced little man. I suppose that's fair. I must have seemed like the most arrogant elf you'd ever met, which is saying something. Well, I don't think we're really arrogant. But having spent so much time with you in camps, in battle, it's just, humans are louder, more boisterous, and so quick to action, but no less courageous. And yes, compared to you, elves are cold and distant. I'm glad you saw through that. You offered me your food and your drink and your company. I had been away from home before, but never so long. And never so final. For a long time, I was sure we'd been sent on a suicide mission. I was not looking for company or conversation. But you were there. And you seemed to care. Don't of course me. I'm a paladin and a woman and an elf. Men have only ever seen me in one of two ways. Please, don't play dumb. Fine. Most men see me as a threat. I'm not only taller than them because I am an elf, but I am stronger. I have trained intensely for years, with most common weapons, and some less common. Not to mention the divine power I can add to my strikes. Even though I do not see the need to compare or compete, men cannot stop themselves. As soon as they get a measure of me, they behave like beasts. Dumb brutes who feel the need to assert themselves. If you wonder why I am called distant, look at these men first. I learned quickly there was no point in conversation. And putting them in their place tended to leave the ranks rather confused. And of course, there is the other type. The ones that see me as a trophy, an elven woman, paladin, general. As if they were putting three notches on their belt at once. As if I would spend even a minute in their bed. So between the men that want to wrestle me and the men that want to mate me, I was skeptical. But after all we've been through, I could not wish for a finer companion at the fireside. Which reminds me, if you could cook like this over a wood fire, we would never have left camp. Seriously, this is amazing. What? You did not. I'm sure I would have remembered if you'd made this. Although I will admit, your morning coffee, even at camp, is the best I've ever tasted. I would almost do it all over again for that. Very nice try. I'm not marrying you for your coffee, Diffin. You scoundrel. You know I wouldn't have made it out without you. Still, I know it went both ways, but still, I'm grateful. Not just for what you did for me, but for being there for me. I just need you to know that my not accepting your proposal has nothing to do with you. Or not. It's not that you're not a great man. Yes, of course, we've bonded immensely, and I care a great deal for you, you know this. Why would you even want to marry me? You know what my life is like. What my devotion to my temple is like. What is it you see? What is it you hope to get from me? That is... Thank you. I may not be what you see in me, but that, it means a lot to me. It's late, and I've had too much wine, and you have definitely had too much wine. I should go. You've matched me glass for glass. And when I am drunk, you are definitely drunk. All right. If you can stand up without... Whoa. It's a good thing my reflexes stay fast. I could barely catch you in time. Okay. Where is your bed? No argument. I'm bringing you to it. Here we are. If only I knew what to do with you. Every time I think I have the measure of you, are you comfortable? Good. I will leave you to sleep. I have much to... It doesn't matter. I'm sure I will see you in the morning. Yes. I suppose it all will be over. Sleep well, my friend.